Bush Hamden has been named the quarterback's coach for the Atlanta Falcons. Bush most recently was with Coach Pete on the University of Washington staff, as we highlighted. He's been a Boise State quarterback. He's also been a coach at Florida, Davidson, Arkansas State, and at Maryland for a while. He joins us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. Bush, first, congratulations. So many people, I'm sure, are very excited and proud of what you've accomplished. It'd be nice to hear how you felt about it when you understood you got the job from Coach Quinn.
Yeah, first off, what's up, guys? It's good to talk to you again. You know, I don't know, I think you work your whole life for an opportunity like this, and then you get it, and I don't know if I feel one way or another. I think the biggest thing for me has been an emotional 48 hours, and any time you got to leave Chris Peterson, it's one of the tougher decisions I'll ever make.
Well, Bush, tell us how this all came together. We mentioned earlier that you and Coach Quinn had worked together at Florida. He was the defensive coordinator. You were there as a wide receivers coach. I'm assuming Coach Pease was on this staff. How did this come together for you?
Yeah, you know, I'll keep saying this because what had happened here at Washington and where we were headed, I mean, for sure this was a year that I was just ready to keep going on and continue what we build in here at Washington. But I had a little bit of a feeling just from my relationship with Coach Quinn that when Kyle Shanahan left to go to the 49ers, I thought, you know, maybe there'd be a shot I'd get a call. On Sunday, he had called and just to gauge my interest. And I met with offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian on Wednesday and was offered the job and ultimately just felt it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
So, Bush, take us back. You know, 5 years ago, you're a 26-year-old guy working in the SEC as a wide receivers coach. You came to us from Maryland. You had some experience at Davidson, but I'm imagining walking into Florida, SEC, all the success, totally different world. You meet Dan Quinn, a defensive coordinator. You're a wide receivers coach. How does a relationship like that kind of keep going? Do you guys just click and you kind of stay in touch at conventions or whatever through the years? Or how did this stay alive for 5 years?
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is kind of it's a crazy profession and there's a lot of people in it. And I think naturally you gravitate to those that are very similar to you. And, you know, from the minute I met Dan Quinn, it was, you know, another person that I just, you know, naturally clicked with. I thought we were, you know, both in it for the right reason. And the Florida experience was unbelievable, and working for Will Muschamp and getting that opportunity. And I think, it was a tough situation to be in, and I really felt like that was one of those situations. And the year we had going to the Sugar Bowl where, you know, I was fortunate to, you know, prove myself early on.
Bush Hamden is joining us, former Boise State quarterback, live from the Tailgate Sports Bar and Grill. Bush, the new quarterback coach, announced today with the Atlanta Falcons here on Sports Radio The Ticket.
Hey, Bush, your coaching career is still very much evolving, but you've been widely praised for the job you did at Washington this last year, especially in the recruiting department. What are you finding out about you as a coach? What do you do well? What do you do that's unique?
I don't know. You know, I keep going back to this. This is probably my seventh or eighth year in coaching, and the guys I've been fortunate to be around have shaped my career. And, you know, it started with guys like Ralph Friedgen and James Franklin at Maryland. You know, obviously just wanting to become a coach because of Chris Peterson and Dan Hawkins and the guys, really the whole staff when I was at Boise and being around Will Muschamp. And there's just been so many guys that I've been fortunate enough to learn from, to be around, to understand how to act, understand how to recruit and be around people that I just think in a short amount of time I've been extremely blessed to be around these people.
Let's go back, if you will, Bush, and I think we've spoken to you about this before. We were just looking at the Arkansas State position when you were there and when you went to Davidson as an offensive coordinator. Is that why you ultimately went from Arkansas State to Davidson to be an OC? Was that what you wanted to do? Because until then, you'd done tight ends and you'd done some coordinating and you wanted to maybe take over the whole thing. Tell us about that move for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, being as honest as possible, I mean, I was out of work, you know, after everything at Arkansas State. And so that was probably that 3-4 month span was a time for me where I realized this is what I wanted. This is what I love to do. And I think naturally you feel sorry for yourself initially of, First time you're out of work, but you got to get up. And I think I'd be at Starbucks every day and putting things together, being ready for a phone call. And I think at the end of it, had about two or three jobs I could have taken, but that is exactly right. That, you know, the opportunity to go and work for Paul Nichols at Davidson and run the show, if you will, on offense. We'll always look at that as that experience is just, from a learning standpoint, is one of the best years of my career.
Was there ever any opportunity for you to come to Boise State with Brian Harsin and his staff as he was building here? Was it bad timing? Was there other influences involved? You've already played at Boise State. Maybe you wanted to go somewhere else.
Yeah, no, you know, at the end of the day, every place I've been, every stop I've made has been extremely influential. And, you know, I appreciate Brian Harsin for the opportunity at Arkansas State. And again, I'm blessed at the places I've been and fortunate to be where I'm at.
Bush Hamden's our guest, live on Sports Radio The Ticket, headed off to the Atlanta Falcons as their quarterback coach. You started this with you had to go in and tell Coach Pete that you were taking off. And he's been very complimentary, Bush, about your career and what he said. Your brother said some great things about you and some other things I've written or read. But talk about that conversation with Coach Pete and how that went.
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts when Coach Quinn called me, and to be as honest as possible, I was just hoping he was not offering me the quarterback's job for the Atlanta Falcons. I mean that. I just, it was Sunday. I got up, met with one of our 2018 recruits, and, when he offered me that job, I knew this was going to be something that I had to at least pursue. Chris Peterson is Chris Peterson. I went in there and I talked to him about it, and when I told him that I was going to take this job, his response was, "I just want to make sure you get with my agent so he looks over your contract." I mean, and I just, this has been an emotional 48 hours for me because, again, you work so hard to get this opportunity, but leaving Chris Peterson, take all this stuff out of it, take the business of moving up and doing this and going to work for whoever, there's just, that guy's you meet one of those guys who cares about you maybe once in a million years. And so it's been the toughest deal in my life.
Is there any kind of intimidation factor going to work in the NFL?
I don't know. I mean, I think my whole career I've kind of been, the young guy and what's this guy going to do? And this, even when I took over here in Washington, it was a little bit of like, who is this guy and all those things. And I think, again, I think regardless what level these guys are, I imagine they want to be coached up. You got to get to work hard, be genuine with them, and, just take one day at a time and make everything a learning process and try to make the place you're at better than it was.
During your interview process, I'm assuming you met with Coach Quinn. I'm assuming you spent a lot of time with Coach Sarkisian. Did you spend time, was there an interview process at all that involved Matt Ryan? Do you guys have to sit down in a room and kind of talk some football a little bit? And how did that go, if that indeed happened?
Yeah, no, I look forward to talking to Matt. We haven't really got on the phone yet. To be honest with you, Coach Quinn was not even at the interview. He had kind of said, he was on vacation and pretty much told me, hey, you've already interviewed for me for the 14 months we were together in Florida. And I met with Sark and at the end of the day, I think it was more just us talking and getting to know each other, and just really feeling it was going to be a good fit.
Do you have any kind of background with Coach Sark, or was that just kind of the first time meeting?
I met him when I was at Florida. We had kind of kept in contact a little bit. And then, just naturally, I think with the very similar networks, of Boise guys that have worked for Sark, we have stayed in contact over the last couple of years.
So as you understand it then, Bush, I'm assuming every quarterback coach position's a little different in the NFL, and there's some very
right.
similar. One of the things I thought is a quarterback coach also has to be somewhat responsible for sort of being the liaison between everybody else and his quarterback group, and then maybe always looking ahead at the opponents mm-hmm. coming up, sort of having things prepared. What can you tell us about what you anticipate the duties and scope of your job may be?
Yeah, it's a really good question, I think. And the truth was, for me, the two main reasons I took this job were, one, to get an idea. This was an opportunity to get in the NFL and see what it was like from a lifestyle standpoint. And second was just I thought the learning curve of being in the NFL, being able to spend day in and day out, you know, with football and learning from some of these guys was going to be tremendous. So, I'm not exactly sure what the job exactly is going to entail. I know I'm excited to be working with Coach Sarkisian, who's done an unbelievable job developing quarterbacks. And, I think all that stuff normally works itself out. And as long as it's speaking the same language and putting your trust in one another and everybody working towards a common goal, it's been good for us.
So, even though you haven't worked out the complete details, and obviously he's the reigning league MVP, did you guys kind of sit down and talk a little philosophy? Will he be like the X's and O's and technique guy, coach for Matt Ryan, and you do game plan work, or is there any kind of detail at all like that?
I don't know. I think, obviously from a game planning standpoint, I think, I'll be there to bounce ideas off of him, and as the coordinator, he's going to be extremely involved in that. I think for me, it'll be a little bit of step of getting back to the fundamental play of quarterbacks, which is something that I'm passionate about. And, so I think we'll work all that stuff out at the end of the day where everybody's on this staff trying to, have one common goal, and that's to win the Super Bowl.
Hey, Bush, one of the things I read about in Seattle was the recruiting class that just completed and how excited they were about some of the kids you specifically were able to get to agree to come to the University of Washington. Tell us a little bit about those kids, and I don't know if you've had to touch base with them or kind of cover it from there, but how'd that go?
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the toughest thing in maybe these last 2 days, is just giving those guys a call because, to be quite honest with you, two of those guys got late offers from places like Ohio State and Michigan, and I'm sitting there probably 2-3 weeks ago pleading to them, hey, stick with us. And then there's that feeling of, well, now I'm just getting up and leaving them. But, I think recruiting is all about relationships, how you treat people, not just the recruit, their families, the coaches involved. I think it's something that really intrigues me. I think it's something I enjoy. With those three specific kids, we got on them early. We offered them. We were a lot of their first offers about 15 months ago. We just really felt that those three guys would be a great fit. And the biggest thing for us was just selling to them that, there was going to be enough footballs around for all three of them. And I think, I think at the end of the day, it's a special place for them. It's going to be a special time for them. I would hope that this is one of the better wide receiver classes, that UW's brought in, and I'm just excited to see those guys play.
Hey, Bush, are you one of these guys through the years, and I think Pete was this way, where you keep one of these three-ring binders of every stop you've made and sort of scribble down stuff and ultimately see yourself getting a chance at some point in your career to open up your own program with your own binder?
Yeah, I definitely do. I mean, that's like one challenge is like, just taking notes on these things, because I think every one of these head coaches that I've been around is just, in their own way, been so good at certain things. And so I think, whether it's a playbook or just, who you are as a person and the makeup of your personality is you take a little bit of piece of each place you've been and take it with you. And you hope that one day when you are a head coach that each of those guys that got you there realize how much of an impact they've had on your career.
Thank you so much for the time for the fans back here. There's a lot of them pretty proud of you. And we were talking during the Super Bowl. There's not many Falcons fans in town, but who knows now? There could be some. Congratulations once again, Bush. And what a tremendous opportunity, and hope it goes well for you.
Thanks, guys. It's always good to hear from you, man. Just a familiar voice back in Boise, man. So best of luck, you guys. I look forward to talking soon.
Bush, do you think we should change the drop that you're in the Falcons football facility? You think Coach Quinn would maybe do that for us?
I'll be super fired up to never have to hear that thing ever again. So, but, it is what it is. So you guys are always welcome in Atlanta.